kingly confidence, masculine mastery, fearless freedom. Welcome to the podcast that supports you to show up in the world as the unapologetic, unfuckwithable, free-loving king you were born to be. Join Masculine Mastery Coach Mark Usher on a journey to releasing conditioned stories of unnecessary stress, struggle, and shame, while unlocking unlimited levels of inner peace, power, and prosperity in every area of your life. Fearless freedom comes to you as you self-authorize your masterpiece life, knowing in your truth, you move with nothing to prove. You are enough. And now, Mark.
Hey, Kings of Freedom from around the globe, you're welcome to another campfire gathering of us from all around the globe. It's beautiful to see and witness the expansion of it, and it's particularly pleasurable for me to actually be back here in the podcast in the hot seat. It's been a number of weeks since I've done recording at this. There was 5 or 6 weeks. It's been really super intense what I've experienced. Whole house flu. Twice going through it, my mother's stomach cancer healing journey, the depth of what that is bringing up within myself, the emotional intensity of that, and learning to, just adapt to that reality. And it's the reality, the omnipresent reality of death, that is one of the core practices on the road in the process of living masculine mastery. There is no true freedom without confronting death. The reality, the omnipresent reality that you, nor I, nor any human knows when we are going to meet our death. But what we do know for full certainty is that you and I and every other human being alive today will meet death. When it'll be, what location, what the cause will be, you can hazard a guess, but ultimately, we don't know. The only certainty we know is that it does exist. And yet, in this society, with the all-pervasive selling of egoic superficiality, you know, we've been indoctrinated that the most important things are financial success, sex, drugs, rock and roll, you know, to be famous, to be known. It's the hyperinflation of the ego, which ultimately, you know, if you go into the elders of the indigenous tribes, etc., etc., they see, anybody actually sees, that retreats from this society, you hack yourself away from, you know, mass social media, modern media, the news, newspapers, mainstream books, mainstream entertainment, which is all pervasive. It's like less than 1% of it is actually deeply meaningful in a spiritual manner that speaks to the heart and the soul and the full liberated spiritual beingness of what's possible as a human being, as a man, in this lifetime. So in this all pervasive ocean of superficiality, talk of debt doesn't enter the reality. You know, the greatest debt that is conditioned within us is debt of ego, is debt of your identity, is debt of the perceptual facade of what you have learned to project in life. And debt, one of the greatest debts, is, you know, being kicked out of your social tribe. In the middle of all that, you know, to gain entry into the social tribe and avoid at all costs the potential of dying in that tribe, remembering that the old ancestral wounds and the old ways, the reality was that if you were kicked out of your tribe, you would really be multiplying a thousandfold your chances of not surviving for the following winter, the following year, because without the support of your full tribe, you are in an ultra vulnerable level. So this still remains as a very key, potent behavioral driver within us subconsciously. So the tendency is to seek out conformity, because in conformity, you have a guaranteed access to the tribe. Yet, in the spontaneous unfolding of this podcast, like it just, my psyche brings out debt as being a key topic to talk to. Because in our avoidance of debt, we seek conformity, we seek safety, we seek survival at all costs. But when you seek survival, the vast majority of the time, there's a hacking away the capacity to thrive. You either survive or you thrive. Thriving men on this planet at this moment in history are a rare entity. The whole point and purpose of the Kings of Freedom movement, and you're welcome if you're coming back to this repeatedly. I know a lot of you are finding great sustenance and inspiration on a repeated basis. If you're coming to this for the first time, you are so welcome to this conversation. But there's a point and like a fact of modern life that it's so important for us to embrace, to face collectively. But my invitation as always is lean into this as an individual, like I'm speaking directly to you. Again, you know, always it's so easy to just go into default mode of you're just listening. You know, the beginning, the middle, the end, you've listened, but have you truly touched base with what meaning this has for you in your life, in your kingdom, your inner kingdom and your external kingdom? What significance and meaning do the words that are coming through me now, and you're playing your part in this co-creative dance by listening in? But the invitation is to open up your heart, open up your mind, to allow the words and the meaning and the significance seep down from the upper realms of your rational mind, where, you know, you can have an entertaining experience, you can listen in and go, well, that was very interesting, but it hasn't touched anything. The invitation is to open up your heart and your mind and your entire nervous system and permeate in the full, deepest, most profound significance of what is being said. In the fear of social debt and in the cultural avoidance of accepting that debt, physical debt, if you want to say, the bodily, biological debt, the ending of this lifetime, and of course nodding and bowing to spiritual views that there is no debt, but in the avoidance of physical debt, the biological debt, in that total all-pervasive avoidance of it, we get stuck in the thick of the struggle in the moment, being bombarded by the supposed complicated nature, the chaotic nature of modern life. This ends up imbuing us into a sense of conscious or vastly, the vast majority of the time, it's unconscious fear. And in fear, there's constriction. And in fear, survival is the most important priority. When you're taken over by fear, your physical organism, your psychological organism communicated through the nervous system has no sense of, well, I'm going to reflect now on the meaning of my life. I'm going to reflect now on, you know, am I thriving as a human being? Am I having a fulfilling life? No, when your organism is taken over by a background fear, which is being bombarded onto us by mass social media at the moment, it's not a new phenomenon, but it's just with the technology available through social media, smartphones, etc., etc., there's this attack from the outside by organizations and other people that have hidden agendas And the control of your nervous system, and thus the control of your emotional feeling, your inner state, when they have control over that, unconsciously, unwittingly, this is happening. When you're under that hypnotic spell and you're caught in the same shit, different day, the struggle, you're just trying to get your business going, you're in the struggle with family, you're in the struggle of the global economic situation, the health industry situation, you know, with the politics of the day, etc., etc. When you're caught up in all of that complexity and you're not taking time to actually go, well, what's my meaning? What's my purpose? Why am I here to be alive? You're missing the greatest part of what it means to be alive, to be a man, to embody masculine mastery. One of the key messages I have here today is my belief, my observation of in my own life and dynamics, and I'll share about those. I'll share some other guys that are within the Kings of Freedom movement, and how they're endeavoring to live a bold mission, a full mission, fully alive, radically alive, living to their fullest potential, and all of what that means in an inner world sense, the challenges that go with it, along with the massive victories. The observation is, I believe it to my core, that every man needs a mission that scares the hell out of him. The masculine impulse, the masculine imperative is the seeking of freedom. Touch base with yourself. You know, what are the types of films that you looked at growing up? What are the inspirational stories? If you see like some of these 2-3-4 minute inspirational motivational videos that you can see shared on social media, what are the ones where you look at a man and you just get to the end of that video and you're like, wow, you know, you just that real good feeling? The vast majority of times that you read about somebody else, you hear somebody else, some other man's story, you see the motivational video, you read the autobiography, or you on sports or in film, etc., etc., there's an unleashing of the shackles of conformity. There's a releasing of the chains of being tied down, the chains of social and physical restriction, as that man or bunch of men, a band of brothers, break through to embodied full sense of absolute freedom. And that's what turns us on. Like, turns us on, literally. It's like the arousal of our nervous system, even as I'm speaking to it now. You know, there's flashes of images of certain films, certain iconic characters that have broke through. I think like Gladiator, I think like even ones like John Rambo, John McClane, Braveheart, somebody like Jason Bourne, they're the films. And then I think of sporting heroes, you know, the Muhammad Ali were within the ring, but also then in the political life as an activist, how he just broke through to levels of freedom of expression. You know, I think of the Gandhis, the Nelson Mandelas, etc. You will have your heroes, your sports teams, the stars where, you know, you celebrated, you shouted from your couch, you shouted in the stadium, you celebrated those moments vicariously looking on. And, you know, at the core essence, these men, these teams, these individuals, they embodied freedom. They broke free from the constraints of their inner doubts, their inner shadow, their traumatized nervous systems, and they trained and they disciplined themselves in the service of a vision to the point at which they got there. And it's the ecstatic, blissful joy of vicariously looking on at these men and these individuals that we celebrate. That's the great entertainment. You come away from the film, you come away from the video, come away from the book, just feeling this sense of, wow, you know, like what a man, what a journey. You like in reading and in experiencing vicariously these other people doing it, there's this sort of a tapping in. You get so close that you become a part of that journey. So just touch base with yourself. You know, who are your heroes? Who are the men in your life? And they don't have to be actually the outer level heroes, they call them the famous ones. I also, you know, invite you, who are your local unsung male heroes that, you know, have shown up so powerfully to honorably create a beautiful family and sustain a beautiful family? Or the unsung heroes that, you know, could be local bus driver or postman or shopkeeper, that it's sort of bubbling away in the background of life, doesn't have a prominent position of power over lots of people or a very obvious external influence, yet they're deeply influential because of their attitude in life. They overcome inner doubts, the mood of the moment, to put a smile on their face, to show up positively, and you come away imbued with a sense of hope and love and just general good vibes and feelings every time you interact with them. Touch base with who these men are for you. Getting back to that, every man needs a mission that scares the hell out of him. I'm going to read a quote, actually. It's from... I'm going to hold my hand up here. I rarely know how to pronounce this man's name. Patanjali. Any of you that have done yoga, have read anything about yoga, you've probably come across this man's name. Patanjali. I'm going to go with Patanjali. He came together years ago, I think centuries ago. He brought together the sutras of yoga, effectively all the teachings that were available, the main central core teachings of yoga available at the time. He sort of just did this, combined them all together to bring about like a structured practice, a structured resource of all these teachings together. He's a badass. Like, it was an incredible gift that he gifted society at that time. There's a lovely quote of his. I'm going to read it, and I'm just going to pick it apart because it's so inspiring in and of itself. Yet the deeper I go into living out my own mission, there's a miss there. Okay, the quote is, "When you are inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all your thoughts break their bonds. Your mind transcends limitations, your consciousness expands in every direction, and you find yourself in a new, great, and wonderful world. Dormant forces, faculties, and talents become alive, and you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be." End quote. I mean, it's fucking sensational. What a sense of expansion, of freedom. It's such a beautiful quote that it's. I find it personally hard to read that, to not tap into some part of me that's like, yeah, fuck yeah, there's this masculine core going, that level of consciousness, you know, my mind transcends limitations, consciousness expands in all directions, I find myself in a new and wonderful world, and to be a greater person by far than I ever dreamed myself to be, yeah, fucking yeah, I want some of that shit. You know, it's like, I pose it to you, when you hear that quote, when you hear that level of, like, some great purpose, an extraordinary project that you'd fucking take on to get to the point where you're fucking badass. You're living and dying without regret. You've like reached the promised land, the inner world of limitless expansion. You know, it's like that level of confidence. How would you feel about yourself? So there's that masculine core part touching base with you. Maybe you think it's bullshit, that's okay too. I just like tapping in to the masculine core search, endeavor, journey to discover this inner freedom, that outer freedom, this limitlessness of consciousness, of full, wholehearted, unapologetic expression in life. These words, and any other words from, you know, other people that inspire us, they imbue such a sense of limitlessness. And yet, the key thing here, and I bring it back to the quote, is dormant forces, faculties, and talents become alive. And you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be. Yes, that is one side of the coin. The yin, the yang, the masculine, the feminine, the light, the shadow. That is the light. And that is a sacred part of what happens when you find yourself inspired by a great purpose, a mission. I talk about every man has a mission to lead, a message to spread, a mark to make in the world. Every man. No matter how big or small, it's of deep significance. Every man has something to give to life that will leave life, society, humanity much better off as a result of gifting that. But that is the light. And in modern society, especially in masculinity, I mean, we've been so shamed out of the shadow side, out of the darkness, out of what we call negative emotions. Those of you following me, you'll know, I really don't like this term negative emotions. There's nothing fucking negative about any emotional state. Emotions are energy in motion. They're telling you from your shadow side. I call it the jar of secrets, not the jar of shit that you just close the cap. That's the shadow. It's what you close the cap. It's a jar of shit. All of those traumatized memories of yesteryear that you just want to close up and forget that they ever happened, and you're confident and certain about who you are now, and you live out with this total certainty until you meet the fucking deathbed, when a part of your psyche goes fucking shit mad ballistic because the whole house of cards of your certainty, which I bow to it, and I have my facade of certainty, which was built to try and support our inner child as we grew up in a society and a culture that did not know how to nurture us to into full initiated warriorship and kingship, to nurture our right to full ownership of our authentic expression, our authentic voice, that, like, it seems to some level that this society was designed to fucking actually bastardize our right to total freedom of expression, of expressing who we are in our shape and our form as we want to gift our music to the world. In this society, the shadow side, the so-called negative emotions, we have been shamed as men that that is weakness, that when you break down and cry, when you seek help because you're experiencing an inner challenge, there you have feelings of anxiety, of deep sadness, of deep grief, of deep frustration, of deep inadequacy, shame, that you don't feel like you fit in, like you belong. You don't feel like you're up to the job of being a man, of being a husband, of being a father, of just being just a member of society. You feel lost. And the only way you can navigate it is by creating a way of showing up that just you fit in to get along, but you're not being real to you. That isn't brought into the conversation. So, one of the main reasons why the vast majority of men, and I touch base, bringing it back to heroic humility, that humus, the ground of being, of where you're at, you know, are you living totally on purpose? Living your highest mission in life? Living, communicating and expressing from your highest self? Now your badass self. The type of self that when you meet your deathbed, you're like, I came, I saw, I conquered all my fears. I lived a totally radically free man. I couldn't have wrung out any more expression of my being, any more freedom, any more joy, any more love. There was nothing left in the tank. I'm fucking good with it. You know, adios, bye bye, draw the curtains, I'm good to go. Are you living to that level of embodied freedom in your life now? Or is it more like caught up in the day-to-day struggle? And there's no shaming in this. I'm putting my hand up physically, energetically right now. You know, I'm in the middle of a 10-year whole life transformative journey. It's fucking intense. I'm not here ever to say, well, I have my shit sorted and I'm going to give you a big fucking lecture or a sermon on living your purpose and what you should and shouldn't be doing. I mean, do you, do whatever experience. I bow and I honor to what you're, how you're showing up now, all your experiences up until now. It's just this deeply intimate, radically honest conversation. And I'm not of any benefit, of any service to you. No conversation is of service if radical honesty is not brought to the table. So when I ask you, you know, that level of expansion, that level of mission, are you living your fullest, highest purpose, like your most confident self, your badass, most fearless self, your warrior, king, unleashed, the highest vision, external purpose in life, inner world transformation, your relationships, your parenting, your spiritual path, etc. Are you living 10 out of 10? Are you fully lined up with that? And if you're not fully lined up with that, like, well, where is it? Is it like 10 out of 10? No, it's sort of 8 out of 10, but like I need to just make a few little shifts. Okay, but like, or is it like really actually, well, I'm just in the same humdrum job, reality, relationship. There's a lot of stagnancy. There's a lot of struggle. Find it hard to make ends meet. Or I make ends meet with this high-paying job, high-power job, but I'm so stressed out, struggle, that actually I'm not fucking wildly. I'm not feeling the sexual energy coming through. I'm like, freedom? What the fuck is freedom? You know, freedom for me is just when, you know, I just shut down the laptop, the office, and I get, like, hopefully some bit of oxygen for a couple of moments at the weekend before I hit the same arena of intense challenge that doesn't really inspire me or float my soul on Monday morning. You know, maybe that's the reality. The invitation is just be real with yourself. Be real in this conversation as you're walking, as you're in the car listening, as you're jogging, whatever it is. But just have a moment of realness where you're honest and you're like, well, actually, I'm not living to that level. My invitation is, that's okay. Like, it is uncomfortable. These conversations, I want them to be uncomfortable. If they're not uncomfortable, well, you know, when a podcast, when a communication, a conversation is comfortable, you've just been told that what your belief system is, how you're showing up, well, you're doing good. And sometimes those conversations are necessary as well. But living a nine without regret, the masculine, we grow with direct challenge. These conversations, I want them to be challenging, for you to ask challenging questions. The great challenge with living the fullness of mission, and I'm talking about the fullness of mission, maybe part of your honest answer is, no, I'm living my mission, I'm doing this project. My question is, like, is that the fullest expression of your potential? Or is that, you know, a bit of a push, but there's like still 90% more left in the tank of expansion of your full expression? You will have the answer to that. The greatest obstacle to overcome for us as men in this culture that we have been indoctrinated in to lone wolf and to never reveal any inner emotional challenging states, never to reveal that because that's a sign of weakness. One of the greatest reasons why I would say 95%, at least 95%, I think honestly, the more times I speak with guys, it's more 99%+ of men aren't living anywhere near their fullest expression. The main reason is, it's the fear of the shadow side. You know, taking on the mission, it's one thing to recognize what your mission is, what that change of job could be, to go to that role, you know, to kick off a charity, to actually, you know, to transform, to have that powerful, badass, you know, ultra intense conversation with your queen that goes, look, this just isn't going good enough anymore. I can't, like, I don't want this version of this relationship. Let's just fucking rip things asunder and just rebuild passion and love and joy into it, or to, you know, do an overhaul of your parenting. You know, are you enjoying that parenting journey? Are your kids enjoying your presence as a man? Are they looking up at you, thinking, feeling, truly feeling, it's like, this, he's just an embodiment of love, of inspiration. I feel safe, protected. Or, you know, are there lots of times when you're just not very patient with them? You're not as loving. You're so caught up in the busyness of life. One of the main reasons why we don't live to this full mission is we don't know how to feel fear. We have not been trained how to sit and be open and relaxed in the simultaneous feeling of the full force of inadequacy, of shadow, of that feeling of hopelessness that, well, who the fuck, it's like the feeling that communicates, who the fuck do you think you are to go win the Olympics? Who the fuck do you think you are that you could go out and start up your own business? Who the fuck, these feelings that would pretend to hammer the shit out of you, that you would give up your greatest inner potential and outer expression in life, that would hammer you down. That's the great obstacle. It's the unspoken in modern masculinity. We don't speak to this, and we have all these superficial conversations. We fit in, and we, the vast majority, is like we find whatever role that just we never come in contact with this raw element of vulnerability, of I have these fears, I have this inadequacy, I have this inner critic that fucking wants to take me down. And we end up trying the impossible task of navigating through our entire life, trying to control our inner world, outer world, that we never come into full, raw, mirror-like reality in front of us, mirroring back how we truly feel in the depths of our shadow. That is why most men don't pay the price of what is necessary to live out their fullest mission in life. And when you don't do that, well, you know, coming back to the title, every man needs a mission that scares the hell out of him. You're going to meet hell no matter what. That inner hell, that inner shadow, that voice that wants to take you down, that's going to take you down in one of two spots. I'm oversimplifying it here, but life will guarantee, you can be guaranteed that life will shake you at some point. There's one point that you have control. It's when you consciously engage with your life. You consciously sort of grab the reins and go, look, this is my inner purpose, this is my outer external purpose, I'm going to do whatever is necessary. That dream, that vision, like as I said to you, you know, I'm in the middle of an enormous whole life, inner world, outer world transformation that I mapped out with my beautiful queen, could be about 4 or 5 years ago, where we just went, okay, we're renting, we want to have our own home in the countryside. Oh, okay, well, if we've 8 horses, we had like, I think 3 at the time. Matilda wanted horses. The girls wanted horses. We wanted stables. It's like, wow, well, I don't know how I'm going to do that, but we have them there. We have stables. We have land. We have our own home. I didn't want to work as a physiotherapist anymore. That's what I knew. That was my bread and butter. That was like my comfort zone. My training was there. My community was there. All my friends, you know, it's like that total feeling a part of a tribe, you know, that sense of tribal safety, that was there in bucket loads. I was at my end of week of my most successful week financially in my business of 3.5 years. I've shared this with you before. That weekend, I was like, I believe I'd be the happiest man alive. I said this to Matilda. I was like, the context was, I remember sitting down with her on a Sunday afternoon, the girls were playing downstairs, and it was like, look, I have something I want to say to you. I'd like you to listen. And please don't repeat this back to me. I just want to have you listen to it so I can say it and feel how it sits with me. And what I said was, it's like, I feel, I believe I would be, I feel like the freest man alive if I committed now never to practice as a physiotherapist again. And the weight of the world relax off my shoulders. I can't convey to you, I don't know if you've had this experience yourself ever in your life, but I finally understood what that feeling meant, what that saying is said so often, use the weight of the world on his shoulders. I finally knew what that fucking meant. At that point, I wasn't in my body, like what I talk about embodiment practice. I had no inner world awareness, so limited at that time. But it's like my whole shoulders just relaxed down. It's like, whoa, this wave of refreshment, of vitality just swept over me. I was like, whoa. The very next day, I stopped taking on new clients. I started seeing out the clients that were with me and some of the long-term ones. I referred them on, and you know, within a month or so, I was there, fresh, new as a men's coach. It's been a long journey since then, and there's multiple things that we have incorporated into this new way of life that was merely just a vision back then. And as I say, it was 5 years ago. I feel like I'm sort of halfway there, you know, to this total life transformation. It's intense. It's really fucking intense. I've certain books here to my side, just spontaneously going. There's a book here by one of the, I'm not going to mention the name because actually it's cool, some of the stuff that to be talking about. He'd be one of the world's most famous online marketing experts, how to create like a massively successful movement. And there's a passage in the book when it's talking about how to become a charismatic leader. And there's a full couple of pages where it's like, you to lead, to make people want to follow you, you've got to embody radical certainty in what you're saying. And to a part, there's a truth. But one of the most ruinous parts for it, when you come from there as a leader, you know, radical, just like total certainty in what you're saying. It's like you're totally confident, totally certain, and with that level of absolute certainty, like this guy was saying, and it's like, it's proven. You know, I've seen some of the examples of people that use his strategies, use his approach. They get lots of people to follow. The major fuck up in this, from a Kings of Freedom perspective, from my perspective, my belief system, what I've observed in my own life, what I observe in the inner true reality that's going on in the inner worlds of men around the planet is, yes, absolute certainty as a leader really is effective at getting people to sign up, because it's like, psychologically, as well, he's so totally certain. Yeah, my inner chaos, I don't feel that chaos. I can just follow him and my life will be good. And yeah, you can go with the process, and that's sedating. That's relieving. It's like it takes that inner pressure off. The major backlash of this is if you're following somebody that's so certain, I could be here telling you, it's like, yeah, my 10-year vision and I'm doing this and we're homeschooling your girls and I overcame asthma with my breath work because I'm such a fucking badass motherfucker. This is my limitless life. I'm just living in flow. My sex life is great. My financial life is ever improving. Yeah, limitlessness, man. That's what it's about. Excuse the fucking voice I'm putting on. It gets me. It gets me this world where this conveyance of a social media approving total certainty, where you have the perfect photo, the perfect words, the perfect facade, the perfect website, the perfect certainty that you have just analyzed every single thing that's meant to be said to get people to sign up, to follow you. Yes, it's effective, but it's effective at creating followers. Now, Kings of Freedom is different. My vision for this, my vision for you, there again, I'm referring to you. I don't have your name. There's more and more and more of you, but I'm referring to you. I'm speaking to you, not a group. you. If you were in a crowd in front of me, I would be consciously making eye contact intermittently with every single one of you, keeping you engaged. I can only do this verbally here, but I'm speaking to you. My vision, my essence, the essence of kings of freedom. You cannot be a king. Who the fuck does a king follow? You can't be a follower. Like, kings of freedom, if you're following this podcast, I don't fucking want you to be a follower. I don't want you to go away going, Mark's fucking great, he's the man, I listen in with him, he's fucking brilliant, he's so confident, he's so radical, he's so honest, he's so direct, blah, blah, blah. It's like, cool, if you relate, if you have a respect for me, cool. I'm like, I will consciously, you know, receive acknowledgement. I get beautiful messages, you know, private messages that there are acknowledgements there and it's highly impactful. I'm really happy for that. But I do not want you to become a follower of Kings of Freedom. Kings of Freedom, the only freedom you have as a man, I have as a man, any man that has ever lived before, is alive now, or ever will be alive in the future of humanity, you only have embodied true freedom when you are following what? The dictates of your truth, as revealed to you by your heart, by your soul. Oh, you know, some guys like, oh, the soul, I'm not into spirituality, I'm not into religion, If you read books on psychology, psyche, the root of the word psyche is soul. Psychology is actually the study of the soul. This inner voice, this inner truth, that yes, through a traumatizing, fucked up society that tries to eradicate humanity, men, of their radical aliveness, their birthright to speak their truth, to live in their fully expressed state of being. And as a result, reminder, a fucking much needed reminder. You know, I speak to this before. It's like testosterone levels in the last 50 years have decreased by something like 40 or 50%. A man's handshake, his expression of his confidence, his power, his handshake, the average handshake has decreased by 21 or 2% over 25 years. Manliness, kingliness is in decline. So my challenge to you, my challenge to myself is, I don't think this is acceptable. I firmly believe that it's totally unacceptable to live your life and die with your music still in you. You're going to meet the inner hell at some point. Could be a sickness. Could be your wife just suddenly leaves you. Because why? Wives are goddesses, queens, are freer, thankfully, than ever before to hack away the shackles of living with a man that's not living anywhere in integrity with the fullness of his truth. He's just not inspiring. And they can do it for the sake of the children, for the sake of, well, you know, but the kids fly the nest. That's when the vast majority of divorces are happening. Because women are just like, I fucking want to feel alive. And so they should. The challenge is for us as men, individually and collectively, as part of this movement, Kings of Freedom, spreading this on, is to step the fuck up. But to step the fuck up with full love and bowing and honouring where you've been, why it is that you mightn't have felt fully confident to follow that impulse to fully, freely express your mission in life that scares the hell out of you. I get that. The greatest obstacle is that we don't know how to relax into these feelings as they emerge. Hence, Kings of Freedom, the membership online, the podcast, everything about it is, you know, just educating you individually, collectively, as a movement, in this can be done. But it's intense. It's really fucking intense. I was thinking there recently of Tyson. I was looking at a video of Tyson Fury. I don't follow boxing, but I believe he's the world heavyweight champion. I mean, he's badass, a massive performer in his own life, in his own mission. But like he was talking about, like his dad was highly abusive, and like his massive, his inner hell was when he was training on the way to the top, and even still at the top, is there's this voice that just wants to say, Tyson, you're a piece of shit. Why are you training? Don't give, stop, give up. You're fucking useless. You're not good enough. He's like, that's what he ended up having to confront that and get comfortable with that. That was a presence that would energize him, not knock him back. It would energize him. It's the path of the hero. The hero's journey into the underworld, the shadow side, into the depths of inadequacy, into the depths of your inner demons. You cannot reach the elixir of life, the victorious returning home to your tribe. You know, in olden times, it was the warrior returned victorious, having experienced the full force of the ritual, the rite of passage from boyhood to manhood. He was now a warrior. And everybody in the village would bow to him because they knew he had faced debt, literally debt, physical debt, but the debt of his boyishness, the debt of his heroic, unhinged confidence that had no humility. He came back to be honored, and then other rites of passage into marriage, rites of passage into eldership. The elders were there because they knew what the depths of the shadow, the inner world, what that meant. So you meet these deep inner fears. You will meet them anyway. You cannot avoid them. You can, you know, just fucking the word pandemic. There's the only pandemic of massive relevance for myself at the moment is the pandemic of avoidance of truth. The avoidance, there's a pandemic of busyness within men. Busy, 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 busy. So busy that there's never a self-reflective retreat period for more than fucking 5 minutes. Like 5 minutes. So much busyness that is just, busyness acts to sedate us from a whole life analysis of looking in the mirror of who we truly are. And the lack of where we haven't even come close to living out our full potential. The mirror effect of my mother's recent, it's 2 months ago now, of her progressive spreading stomach cancer diagnosis and the obvious, very deeply significant consequences of that. You know, there's a high chance, very high chance of a radical shortening of her biological lifetime. I mean, that mirror of truth in front of me was like, wow, fucking wow, Mark. Like there was projects that the Kings of Freedom project, I wasn't fully acting on. There was parts that my shadow, I was scared shitless of engaging with it fully. And well, that just really put it up to me. And it's scary and intense. I want to speak to a powerful member within the Kings of Freedom movement. And I know there's so many of you actually living progressively more and more to your mission. You know, I bow and I honor to this. I honor that in you. I want to speak to JC de Klerk, an amazing guy that I've met in the last year. He actually listened to the podcast and then he's been tuning in and he's been finding sustenance, but in it, but like, you know, he's one and an embodiment of listening in, but really taking it on in a personal manner and asking deep questions of himself. And he's been just in the last week, at the time of recording, he has successfully had his first vegan safari journey. He's an ex-airline captain that with the whole pandemic and the world economic changes, etc., etc., just in the last 18 months, he had to do a whole life review and he leaned into what his truth was, what his highest self was whispering, and it went from a whisper to an all-out scream inside of himself saying, hey, there's something greater, there's something bigger, a passionate embodiment of the vegan movement and the level of consciousness available to that. He felt inspired and he has created this new adventure that is going to, it's progressively raise the level of consciousness in a certain aspect of tourism on this planet. And, you know, speaking with JC, and this is a public shout out because part of this movement, I wanted to be personal. I want to honor every single one of you as, you know, as much as I can when you do have these victories. Speaking with him is like, you know, there's the days of intensity where, you know, now it's, you know, he's in that ever non-stop limitlessness, expansiveness of love, of, you know, that Patanjali quote, when it's like you're inspired, some great project, your mind transcends limitations, expanding in every direction, etc., etc. That's the love-induced expansion that he is feeling. But there's also these days when nobody is there. Emails mightn't come true. You know, certain connections that you thought, you know, that he might have thought, well, oh God, that person is going to come on the trip and then they cancel last minute. There's these days when it's so testing. You're a trailblazer. You know, you've broken free from the conformity. You're living your mission. You're living your purpose. But it's so lonely in those moments. And that's where it's the hero's journey. So a full shout out to JC, to Clerk. I'll have his vegan safaris doing flights in Namibia. Like, I'm going to have his contact details or website. I'm going to have that in the description underneath the podcast. I actively encourage you to link in with JC and see what he's up to. Could be a bucket list journey for you or somebody that you know that's in the vegan community to do a guided safari tour in Namibia. It's amazing what he's doing. So hats off and a full acknowledgement to an active member of the Kings of Freedom movement, JC de Klerk in Namibia, living in South Africa. Sending you love, JC. I hope you'll be listening in. I'll share this on with you. And by extension, you know, it's a public acknowledgement of JC, but I really want to acknowledge, you know, every single one of you. It's important to slow down and acknowledge. The masculine core part, repetition is mastery, is the search for freedom. But there's no freedom in the future if we don't allow ourselves to slow down and access the freedom of acknowledging ourselves now. This is a big topic, you know, it's an intense topic. If you fully ask the questions of you, you know, what music is left in me? Where am I not showing up fully? Am I living to my fullest 10 out of 10, full expression, radical honest and radical aliveness embodied? All of these questions, reflections, they're intense. Yet I want to slow down here and bring it back home as well. Modern life has us as men conditioned that the only freedom is achieving a goal, you know, at the end of the year, the financial year. You know, JC, he's only free when he has the successful safari trip. Mark, me, I'm only successful when I've got top number of people following, you know, signed up to the membership. Oh, I can relax. There's the first 100 in. You know, now I'm significant. It's bullshit. It's always pushing that feeling of freedom to a future point on the horizon of life. A horizon that never actually fully comes. Or for a momentary thing, you have a couple of, like, a couple of hours where you celebrate the big success. Maybe a couple of days at last. But then it's just same shit, different day. Yes, it's sacred to have goals. And there is a certain, you know, you have the goals. I have my 10-year goal this whole journey. But it's enjoying the path there. And it's slowing down and softening in to where you are at now. This is spontaneously coming because, you know, there's the part of me, multiple parts of me gets expressed in the podcast. And unapologetically, I speak from the kingly wisdom that, you know, I tap into that flows through me. Spontaneously just trusting the unfolding. That's the king archetype. There's the intensity of the warrior. You know, when you hear that growl in my voice, that's my warrior. You know, and like when you hear that, you know, I just bring in awareness to it now. My invitation, the vicarious experience is like to connect with our warrior in you. But there's the other archetype as well, which is the lover archetype. which is inner child, its connection, its sensitivity, its sensuality, its feeling. You know, it's an intense episode and a topic, but my challenge to you now is to just drop into self-acknowledgement. To drop into ferocious self-love and acceptance of the magnificent man you are now. There's two sides that I speak to with private coaching clients and the Masculine Mastery Journey within the membership at Kings of Freedom. You can find out at kingsoffreedom.me. There's two sides to the coin to reaching your fullest potential and living and dying without regret in the moment, in liberated masculine mastery living. Two sides of the same coin is kingly confidence on one side and heroic humiliation on the other side. Heroic humiliation is asking the questions, putting yourself in front of the mirror of truth. You know, really always challenging yourself to be brutally true with where you're at and more especially where you're not at, where is yet to be untapped in potential. That's like the first chunk of this podcast episode. Yet it's vital also. The masculine grows with direct challenge. A great miss in the men's movement, the modern men's movement, is like, oh, masculine grows to challenge. So a lot of guys is like, challenge, challenge, challenge. But the masculine is one part of ourselves. We also have the inner feminine. And the feminine grows and settles and becomes grounded with praise, with appreciation. So my challenge, it's two sides of the same coin. My direct masculine challenge to you right now as you're listening is to actually self-acknowledge. You know, what is it that's magnificent about you? To self-acknowledge in this moment in an energetic way, maybe there's words, thoughts, maybe you can speak it out, maybe you can journal at the end of this episode, just like a self-appreciation of the man you are now, an appreciation of how far you've come, a total self-love and appreciation of how you have managed to ride out the hundreds, thousands and hundreds of thousands, could be even millions of mini challenges to major challenges, but you're still showing up. You've clicked listen today because there's some part of you, there's a flame, a spirit in you that just won't give up, that keeps showing up with the intention of expanding, with the intention of loving yourself, with the intention of actually just imbuing some sense of possibility moving forward. In this moment now, I invite you, I challenge you to just acknowledge how fucking badass you are to have gotten to this moment in your life, right now, listening to this right now, in your time, in your space, in your moment. I acknowledge that part of you. I acknowledge you, the magnificence of you, the uniqueness of you. I acknowledge your birthright to be who you are right now, to feel your right to feel whatever feelings are coming up for you right now, to feel them and to honor them and to be perfectly at home, deeply at peace with whatever is expressing through you right now. I want to just acknowledge you and to extend and expand my sense of love. And you know, in modern life, how little we speak directly of love as men. But this is like warrior love. This is kingly love. This is love not because you're in need of support to come up, to shape up, to man up. Love because you are a being of love. I'm a being of love. Life is love. Spiritual energy is love. All the mystics, the saints, the scholars have been speaking the same thing. To feel love, to receive love for the sake of just feeling love, of celebrating love, the fact that you are love, that limitless energy that you are, that has been bastardized out of our language as men, bastardized out of our experience, because, oh, to talk of love, it's the highest fucking expression of masculine mastery. The embodiment of love, the receiving of love, the expanding out of love, the imbuing love into every thought you think, every word you speak, every action you make in life, to imbue it with a feeling of unapologetic, felt, embodied love. That's true freedom. So we're playing this dance. This episode started off, I was talking about every man needs a mission that scares the hell out of him. And it's like we're come full circle, we get back to that. But like, what is the greatest mission? The greatest mission before you, before myself, individually, collectively, as a movement and beyond in humanity, as men, the greatest challenge, I believe, is tapping into this limitless feeling of love, to tap into the full radical truth that you are love. You are indivisible from love. I am indivisible from love, from source energy, from spirit, from, you know, it's, that's okay. Not only is it okay, it's our birthright. It's actually, I believe, it's our responsibility. Our ability to respond is most powerfully served when we respond coming from love. That's the primary purpose of masculine mastery, is the embodiment of being that love, of being source energy, of pulsating with that level of truth, that you are so radically free in your embodiment of that, that there's no debt, holds no fear for you. You know, a career failing holds no fear for you. Your wife leaving you holds no fear for you. Nothing holds fear for you because you have embodied that level of truth of the love that you are. Then, from there, imbue that into your external, secondary purpose, mission in the world. Mission to lead, message to spread, mark to make. None more sacred than the other. The great journey that we find ourselves on, the hyper bombardment that there's so much chaos, there's so much uncertainty, we're being bombarded with that to the point at which we are like rabbits in the headlight, awaiting somebody to swoop in, external authorities to swoop in with, we have the solution, the one solution, with such certainty that they will en masse create large followings behind their hidden agenda. This is no longer permissible from a masculine mastery perspective. You know, this is happening and there's no good versus evil, but I do believe there's a game of conscious and unconscious. This is the eternal spiritual game, and it is a game. My invitation to you now, coming into landing here, is if you're connected with that essence of love that you are, my invitation is to steep into it completely, marinate your entire nervous system unapologetically in that reality. During the listening of this, if you re-listen to it or journal, do whatever expression, meditate afterwards and just feel that. If this is new language, if this is challenging and, you know, you can feel there's a resistance in your mind, there can be judgments coming up, even criticisms and a desire to, I like some of that stuff, but this whole love thing, if there's a resistance there, well, honor that too. The invitation, though, is to just sit with that. Sit with the resistance. Don't follow it. Don't be dictated by some part of your voice, some part of that conditioned mindset that says that you're not love. You are. That's only conditioning that Your nervous system, my nervous system, I have that same voice. Tyson Fury has that voice. JC down in South Africa has his voice. World champions have that voice. But just don't be led by it. Don't have it direct your life to the point at which the only time the full shadow, the full inner hell will come to the surface is on your deathbed. When it's too late, you can't react then. My invitation is, face the full truth of where you're truly at now. Form whatever vision. Give yourself good time to take many, many, many steps towards it. Honor your truth. Honor the music that's in you. Start expressing from there. Following your heart. Not being a follower to any leader out there that has his hidden agenda to create followers. No. Kings of Freedom is about learning to tap into the sacred wisdom in the whisper in your mind, the whisper coming up from your heart-led wisdom from your soul. Leaning into that, honoring and accepting, intense emotions will come up from the shadow, self-doubt, self-criticism. That's part of the price of living and dying without regret. That's part of the price of being able to look in the mirror and saying, today I came, I saw, I conquered. Tomorrow, I'll repeat the same thing. It's part of living fearlessly, embodying freedom in the present moment. Is gifting your music today, not in 10 years' time, not in 20 years' time, postponing it to the point at which it never comes. Facing hell is inevitable. Facing debt is inevitable. Our greatest choice as conscious kings of freedom is by consciously choosing how and when we face our inner hell. When we face it and embrace our fullest potential, and go at our mission, yes, the hell will come, the shadow will be revealed, but it's consciously done and accepted. It's part of the journey, it's part of your initiatory journey, your hero's journey in life. But you can expect it, and by knowing that you can expect it, you can face it and you can learn to embrace it. There's no coming home to the fullness of love, to the fullness of your fullest free potentiality as a man. To meet your deathbed, having lived and died without regret. There's no coming home like that without facing your fears, without facing your shadows, without facing the inner demons. Yes, there's a momentary rattling of the conformity of the house of cards, the facade of external control, of how you've learned to carve out a role that, you know how to show up without facing these. That's okay. That's part of the culture. It's nothing to do with you. That was part of your inner child ingenious nature of finding a way. I found the same way to fit in, to not get kicked out of my tribe, to not get attacked by brothers, by my dad, by people, by friends. There was no radical aliveness in that way of living for me, and I know speaking in deep, intimate coaching conversations, kingly conversations, direct one-on-one with men and in men's circles around the world and from feedback, there's no radical aliveness ever in living in that conformity. Coming into landing, I wish you every success, inner world. I'm sending you love. I'm totally in appreciation of your presence here, your continued coming back. My invitation, my challenge, step into your fullest power, into your fullest expression. Go at that mission to lead, message to spread, mark to make. From a profound basis of ferocious self-love and acceptance of the magnificent man that you are now, always have been, are now, and always will be into the future. For today, What has been said is perfect as it is. What remains to be said will be said at another day when it is perfect and will serve perfectly in that moment. Until then, until next time, go have a beautiful, amazing, kingly day.
Thank you for listening to the Kings of Freedom podcast. To receive no BS proven strategies to unlock limitless levels of peace, power, and purpose as you lead your family and create your have-it-all life, sign up now to the Kings of Freedom email list. Find the link in the podcast episode description or at www.kingsoffreedom.me.